You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is my privilege to welcome two first-timers to our program. We have representatives of the Community Concert Series at St. Michael's in Bristol, Rhode Island. And Sandy Chabot is here. She is the chair. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
It's nice to have you with us. And along with Sandy, she's brought one of the members of the organization. Sharon Tyler is here. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you with us. We're going to find out everything there is to know about the Community Concert Series at St. Michael's in Bristol. And this is just happens to be a situation where there are three concerts throughout the year. Is that correct?
That's right, Mike. In the fall, winter, and spring, of course.
Fall, winter, and spring. And the fall just happens to start off with something close to my heart, because the Community Concert Series has selected as the opening performance the Coastline Show Chorus, which I'm proud to be associated with, and my quartet will be appearing on that night also.
Bravo!
Yes, it should be an exciting night. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. In the meantime, how old is this concert series?
We are beginning our fifth season this fall. And when we started, we chose St. Michael's Church as our venue because, of course, their hospitality, but also because it's known for wonderful acoustics. And whether we're having a solo pianist, a vocalist, string quartet, an ensemble of 80, such as the Coastline Show Chorus, people rave about the acoustics in the building, and so does our audience.
So this is the fifth year.
Yes.
So concerts for the fall, winter, and spring, as you mentioned, over those 5 years, I imagine you've had some interesting performances in the past, things from the Philharmonic or...
We have had Aurea, which comes from Providence with the Sherbas, who play with the Philharmonic. Mm-hmm. We've had Rosalind Chua at the piano, who is teaching at Providence College. Many, many performers. We've even gone to jazz, John Allmark Jazz Ensemble from Bovies. And our goal is to present a great variety of music, but the finest we can find, with our budget, of course,
right,
within for our people. So we want high-quality music in a variety of genres.
And you've kept us very affordable for the community to go to these shows. I noticed that we're not talking about $80 or $90 a ticket here.
Oh, this no. Is... It's nice of you to start there. Then it makes our price sound very low.
Right.
No, we go along with what most organizations of our type that are local do, which is $20 for the general public and $15 for seniors and $10 for students.
That is extremely reasonable. And that first concert is going to be Saturday, October 29th. At 8 p.m. in the evening at St. Michael's Church, and that's right on,
That's right on Route 114,
right,
which goes all the way through Barrington, all the way to Newport, and that is called Hope Street.
Hope Street, that's
in
the name of it. That's
in,
the name I
Bristol.
And Sharon, you're a longtime resident of Bristol.
Yes, I am.
All your whole life, right?
Well, I've been back and forth.
Right.
And I landed up here. My family is here. My friends are here.
So your participation in this has a lot to do with community involvement and helping out, right?
Yes. Sandy asked me to. I am not a musical artist. I am a visual artist.
Oh, okay.
And I'm the only one of the group who does.
Are you the one that paints that stripe right down the middle of the street for the Bristol 4th of Parade?
No, that's too hard for me.
That's too hard. Okay.
I can't do that.
All right. Well, we're going to find out more about this. Let's get to a piece of music. And since the Coastline Show Chorus, out of they hail from Providence, although they rehearse in South Attleboro, Massachusetts. So in the general greater Providence area, they are a female chorus that sing a cappella and directed by Gail Jensik, who I know pretty well. And we're going to listen to a tune that they have, which kind of ties into classical music a little bit because it's called Hooked on the Classics. We'll listen to that and be back with more from Sandy and the Community Concert Series at St. Michael's.
Now we have a medley set to go. Mozart exemplifies the fine art to show.
you have the Coastline Show Chorus singing a cappella style. And Sandy, that relates to what you do pretty well. You are a music person and voice teacher, as I understand.
That's right, Mike. I have been teaching voice and directing choirs at Parkland College in Champaign, Illinois, for the 20 years before I moved to Bristol, which we moved in 2002.
Okay.
And I love Bristol.
Okay.
It's been wonderful to develop a studio here, and I have a voice studio of high school students and also adult students. And that is almost a full-time job, I must say.
Well, that's great.
But the community chorus, a community concert series, pardon me, is the other part of my job.
Right. Now, as far as if someone just happens to be interested in some voice training and living in that area, can they find you via a website or a phone number?
How nice of you. I am in the book
Under
Sandy Chabot, C-H-A-B-O-T.
C-H-A-B-O-T. All right,
check that
out if you're interested. You never know. People might be saying, well, I'd like to be able to sing like that. And Sandy can help you out. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this concert series now. And one of the things that happens is this concert that's happening on October 29th with the Coastline Show Chorus, there'll be some quartets that will be involved from representing the chorus. And the chorus is part of Sweet Adelines, which is the largest female singing organization in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they have about 36,000 people around the world, I believe, involved with singing. So it's amazing. And this group will probably be performing with somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 or 80 women that night. So it's a large group. It's pretty impressive, and they sing and dance and have a great time. And you have an interesting little thing on your publicity that I'm reading where you have dinner concert packages. Do you know how that works?
Well, actually, Sharon has gotten the connection between two local restaurants. Sharon, do you want to tell us which ones?
Yes. We ask local restaurants if they'd like to participate for a little lesser price than they may usually, but it gives mm-hmm. new restaurants a chance to get exposure to the
sure.
public. So we offer the ticket for $15, and the restaurant decides on a menu that they can provide for, say, another 25 or 30. So this month, this first concert, our two restaurants are Hourglass for $45 and Red Lisson's at $40. And for that, you get dinner and a show, which is a pretty good deal.
That's a very good deal. Now, I wouldn't consider Red Lisson's a new restaurant, though. They've been around a long time.
No, but the Hourglass is new. Well, we like to have restaurants that are close by so that if people want to walk to St. Michael's, it's in the downtown area.
Sure.
That's why we keep using the same ones, and we use only two per concert.
Right. Well, excellent. Sounds like a great opportunity, great night out.
It is. People really like it.
Enjoy dinner and then go right down to the church. October 29th, just a few weeks away, and the weather will still be nice. So we have to worry about snow and all that stuff yet. Let's get to another song from Coastline. This one is a pretty traditional one that I think most of you will recognize, called I Wish You Love.
Goodbye. Goodbye, let our hearts fall in.
I wish you love. I wish you love to everyone listening. That's a nice sentiment. And Sandy, Coastline Show Chorus does a lot of traveling, and we lucked out on the date that you chose for the concert series.
Yes, Mike, it's amazing. The chorus is going to be competing in Houston, Texas, in an international Sweet Adeline's competition the weekend before our concert. And so I expect them, of course, to win. And then I expect them to be riding quite a high from that experience. They have had many awards in that competition previous to this. And so I think the audience will be treated to them at their very peak this fall.
Well, they'll have a good time. They have been very, very fortunate to win every time they've competed regionally here in the northeastern part of the country. They have a perfect record at that in the last four times that they've competed. And internationally, out of the hundreds or if not a thousand groups within the world, they've always managed to come in the top 10, which is pretty amazing.
Wonderful.
So hopefully that will continue, and they'll be back, as you say, riding high. Right now, we're going to go out before this, squeeze in one more tune before the break, and my quartet will be appearing on that concert also. And here's a little spiritual tune that we have recorded by written by a man named Bill Gaither. For those of you that may be familiar with his music, it's called On My Way to Heaven. We'll be back with more of the community concert series at St. Michael's after this song and a short break.
Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. On my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. 'Cause the devil can't do me no harm, no harm.
Well, I remember the day that I found him. Well, I remember the day I made a start.
And it changed this poor boy's heart.
Well, I'm sanctified and holy, and I'm so glad.
Oh, I'm sanctified and holy, and I'm so, oh, oh, glad. Sanctified and holy, and I'm so glad. 'Cause the devil can't do me no harm.
Well, there's no use telling me God's not living. There's no use to that evil spell.
For I talk this morning to the great and mighty power, said he is alive and well. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Well, I'm so glad.
Oh, don't you know?
I'm so glad. So glad,
the devil, he don't like it.
I'm so glad,
'cause the devil can't do me no harm.
Oh, no, no, devil can't do me no harm. Don't you know well, the devil can't do me no harm.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting.
Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening listening to music provided to us by the Community Concert Series at St. Michael's. Sandy and Sharon are with us, and we're talking about this concert series. It's about 5 years old now, and this year, starting off on Saturday, October 29th at 8 p.m., will be the Coastline Show Chorus in concert, and it's a female a cappella group of about 80 women, and there'll also be some quartets involved in that concert, so come on out and listen to that. And then in February, for the winter concert, February 12th at 3 p.m., on a Sunday afternoon. See, good decision. In the winter, you go to the afternoon.
That's
very,
right.
Very good, Sandy. You have the Boston String Quartet. That's a very impressive group.
In our first segment, Mike, I mentioned variety of styles. Mm-hmm. And this is not your ordinary string quartet. They've been described as high energy, pushing the envelope, unconventional, daring. And they have a unique emphasis on, hold on now, rock and roll and world fusion.
Wow.
It is not what people would think of when you say the Boston String Quartet. I really admire these young people. They've been going since 2004, and the four members have wonderful resumes of experience and playing in orchestral music, being first chairs all over the country and the world. They're very experienced. But they are trying to get young people, more people under 30, interested in hearing what string quartets can do.
And appreciate the music, right?
That's right. Yeah. And they're going to play quite a varied program. There will not be Beethoven, Brahms, etc. on this program. It will be world music, yes, Malaysia, gypsy music, even Zydeco music from New Orleans. They are very creative, and their music is fascinating to listen to. They're stationed in Boston, yes, but between September 1st and January 1st, this Boston String Quartet is playing a total of 36 engagements from all over the country. I am so in awe of their playing, and I think anybody who has an open mind and is willing to hear music that is out of the box, beautifully played, is going to be very impressed with this concert.
Oh, excellent. Well, we have a CD, and the first piece I think that we're going to listen to is the large group, the ensemble that they play with, right? And the piece is called Fading Away. And
I'd like to say something about that, Mike.
Absolutely.
I suggested this cut because it appeals to, I would think, the 16 to 25-year-old crowd in particular. Not that all of their music does, but this has vocals with it. Mm-hmm. Vocals and string quartet. Imagine that. Hmm. And it talks about addiction and other qualities that are very personal to that age limit, as well as the rest of us.
All right. Well, we'll give that a listen, and then we'll be back with more and play a piece just by them after that.
I can't control. First your light burst into my soul, then I hear your call. This silence is hard to bear. hide from a constant fear. Colors fade as I close my eyes. I am paralyzed. I'm in withdrawal, holding on to the now. Absently minded, I'm frightened. I am racing, I'm chasing, I'm drunk, I am missing, I'm lost, I am hungry, I'm fading away. I am daydreaming, sleepwalking, lost in addictions. I'm losing myself into you. Your smell is still on my clothes, sweet scent of an overdose. Your shadow's dancing on my walls when the dark night falls. I'm not in fear, I am hunting for means to relieve me. I cannot do this much longer.
Go. We had the drums and everything going in that. Everybody, that was quite a piece.
That was an expanded piece with a targeted audience, I think. Mm-hmm. But you know, Mike, I'd like to tell you a little more about their first violinist and manager, Christopher Vuk.
Okay.
He graduated summa cum laude from Berklee College of Music, which most of us know in mm-hmm. Boston. And the Globe called him an electrifying violinist. He's performed with artists all the way from Gloria Estefan to people on Sesame Street.
Hmm.
And in his audience has been included Queen Raina of Jordan all the way to Mitt Romney.
Hmm.
So when I say they push the envelope and they're very creative, you can see why.
Absolutely. That's going to be a very interesting concert. And we have a piece to play with just the four of them, right?
That's right. This was composed, Rhodes was composed by one of their former members, and it's quite a beautiful piece.
All right, we'll listen to Rhodes by the Boston String Quartet. Then we'll take a short break once again and be back with more.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where we're listening to music from the Community Concert Series at St. Michael's in Bristol. And so far, we've listened to selections from the Coastline Show Chorus, Casino Acapella Quartet, Boston String Quartet, and we're going to have a little change of pace coming up in a few minutes. But Sandy, before we go any further, let's tell people that are interested how they can go about getting tickets to these events.
Usually it's not necessary to get tickets ahead because St. Michael's Church holds 400 people and tickets at the door are always available. Okay. However, for this first concert, it might be wise. So you can call 401-254-9626 to reserve tickets. Or you can stop by Bristol's wonderful card shop across the street from St. Michael's Church called Paper, Packaging, and Panache, Triple P, and get tickets at that shop. Best to call the phone number and reserve if you want to for the first concert.
All right, great. And remember the dinner package. If you want to do that, you should check with the restaurants directly, correct?
Correct. Either with Red Lifson's restaurant or with the Hourglass Brasserie.
Hourglass Brasserie is on Thames Street, and so is Red Lifson's. So 382 Thames Street for Hourglass, and Red Lifson's is 444 Thames Street, both in Bristol, of course. All right, great. We've got those little details out of the way. We have a spring concert on Saturday, April 28th at 8 p.m. Tell us about that concert.
Wonderful. Again, great variety in our series. We have booked the Sine Nomine, which is a Renaissance, primarily Renaissance choir, who rehearse and are located in New Bedford. My husband and I attended one of their concerts last spring. It was an a cappella concert, and it was so beautiful that we said, yes, we must bring this to Bristol. Mm-hmm. They are conducted by Paul Sinowa, and Paul is located many places. He's the choral director at Framingham State University and Mount Ida College. He's also director of music at First Church, Boston. And he's a professional harpsichordist and a very erudite musicologist. Mm-hmm. Paul does beautiful work. They will be performing, now this is for Renaissance aficionados and people who don't know a thing about the Renaissance music, but just love beautiful choral music. They'll be doing the Monteverdi Mass of 1650 and six Latin motets of Heinrich Schütz from 1625. But this time, they'll be accompanied by viola da gamba, played by Will Ayton, who is a professor at Roger Williams, and also by Glenn Jutari on the organ. Glenn was their founder, and so he's very much connected with the group.
Excellent. All right, let's listen. We're going to listen to two pieces, actually, by this group, and we'll listen to those back-to-back, and then we'll be back with more explanation and one piece to finish up.
Thank you.
Beautiful music. Sandy, thank you so much for coming in this evening. And Sharon, thank you for coming along and participating. And I know that the concert series, community concert series at St. Michael's in Bristol is going to be a great success. The dates one more time, Saturday, October 29th at 8 p.m., Sunday, February 12th at 3 p.m., and then Saturday, April 28th at 8 p.m. And I know that this concert series is doing a lot of great for the community, but also does something from a scholarship angle, right?
Well, Mike, part of our mission is to support young musicians, and each year we've been able to award a scholarship at the end of the season to a senior who's going to go on in college as a music major. We're very happy about that. And also, I do want to mention the hospitality that St. Michael's Church has given us in Bristol. They have been so accommodating and giving us their gorgeous space and helping us out along the way.
Excellent. Now, we listened to two pieces from this from the group that we just listened to, which isn't exactly what they're going to hear in April, so just explain that.
Well, the two cuts we've listened are from Dido and Aeneas by Henry Purcell, and that was a concert in which Sine Nomine joined with Newport Baroque under the direction of Paul Sinewa.
Okay.
And that was lovely. And I think our final selection will be Omanium Mysterium by Thomas Luis Vittoria. And this is a piece which is very familiar to choir singers and very beautifully sung by Sine Nomine.
Excellent. We'll listen to a portion of that. It's a little bit lengthy, so we won't have time for the whole thing, but you will certainly get the idea. Thank you both for coming once again.
Thanks, Mike.
Great to have you here. And we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.